American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
So there's a lot of opportunities for us.
That's Colin Woodall. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He serves as NCBA's chief lobbyist on Capitol Hill and leads the Washington office in developing strategies to ensure that the cattle industry's voice is being heard by policymakers. Woodall said we're having a pretty good string of good news.
You know, we've had a very strong spring, and that's a function really of supply and demand, and we feel really good about that. But I think as these loads continue to go into China and people really start to gauge what that overall access will be and demand will be, that will help us, you know, make sure that we try to maintain these prices and hopefully don't see the same fall that we did back in 2015.
And of course, the cattle herds are growing now, so all the export markets, particularly China, are important.
That's what we have to keep in mind, is we are a very mature beef-eating market here in the United States. We're not going to find a new demographic that's going to start eating our products. So we have to look at the 96% of the world's consumers which live outside of the borders of the United States. And that's why this China deal is so important. That's why we need to make sure we don't mess up the NAFTA access and continue to push to try to bring the tariffs down into Japan so we can send even more beef into Japan. So there's a lot of opportunities for us, and it's important that we maintain our focus, because if we can't move this product and it sits here in the United States, it's going to have a downward impact on cattle prices domestically.
In more cattle news, Joe Sheely is the Director of Communications for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about China.
And so we may be a smaller player in China in terms of volume, but that doesn't mean it's not a nice addition to, it could still be a very nice addition to our export portfolio, a nice addition to the Asian markets we already serve, which have been performing very, very well.
And while American beef producers are raring to go to get to China, is China raring to go to receive it? Joe Sheely.
Oh, I would say for the past several years, not a day goes by that we didn't have some kind of inquiry from a buyer seeking beef for China. And unfortunately, we had to tell them that we're on the sidelines. We can't ship to China. Now, it will be a significant task now to make our way through those buyers.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.